Joining us on the WBGO Journal is WBGO's community engagement reporter, Britt Harley. Britt, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Britt joined us in 2019 as part of a Dodge grant-funded fellowship called News Voices in partnership with the Free Press. Britt, you've had to endure probably one of the most difficult periods, the coronavirus pandemic that hit right in the middle of your first year at WBGO. You were forced to work from home like all of us, and yet you still had to reach out to the community. How did you do it?
Well, I started checking in with folks that I knew, and I started reaching out to people in the community that I knew as well and asking them if there was other residents that they could connect me to. I was very intentional about how to reach out to residents and hear their stories, hear what they're dealing with, and with their permission, sharing some of those things in our newscast that runs throughout the day on air. And so I thought it was a great opportunity to amplify voices of folks who were dealing with different circumstances that were really hard during these times for people to really understand what folks were dealing with. And so that was really the beginning of how, you know, the stay-at-home orders look like, how working from home looked like, having tons of conversations and thinking about how to have a much larger conversation and inviting more folks to really hear about their experience, but to also hear from them what they would like to see in our news coverage as well. You know, that was a big part of the fellowship, is really understanding and having conversations with different residents in the community about what their information needs are. And so with COVID, it was an opportunity to understand the types of information that NORCAs needed and how WBGO could not only just amplify these community voices, but also have news coverage that was relevant to folks' needs.
And you had a lot of projects that were completed before COVID hit. Let's talk completely about the first year. What do you think our listeners need to know about the News Voices project?
I think the biggest thing about the News Voices project, there were a few things very early on that we were able to accomplish. One being our meet and greet with our newsroom, which is something that newsrooms typically don't do. And so throughout the News Voices Fellowship, it was really thinking about how could we really expand and challenge WBGO's newsroom and thinking about community engagement. And so that meet and greet was an opportunity for our reporters, Doug as our news director, to really get out and have conversations with residents about their information needs, about their relationship to WBGO, things that they would like to see in the community. And it was really successful. It was a great turnout, and we had a lot of really great feedback, and that helped really steer the newsroom in the direction of thinking about how to really cultivate different projects and initiatives to really include community residents here in the city of Newark. And so that meet and greet was super successful, thinking about cultivating different community partnerships and what that can look like. And so really what was impacted by COVID was our community listening tour. And so for the first really 4 months of my fellowship, the listening tour really looked like one-on-one conversations, small group conversations with different folks in the community, different groups, really getting an understanding of some of the work that they do, why the work is important to them, what resources that they may need, and also what types of news and information those groups would need. And so that's how the meet and greet came to be. Thank you to Tanisha Malcolm of LISC NORC. Back in October, Alexandra Hill, a reporter of the newsroom, who's amazing, award-winning, and I had the honor of being mentored by her in my first year, we were invited to host a citizen journalism workshop for their organization, and they hosted a community conference where there was tons of different workshops where community members could really strengthen their muscle and learn different things that they may be interested in. And so citizen journalism was an opportunity for community members who were interested in journalism to be a part of that conversation. And it was in that workshop that I realized that there was an opportunity for our newsroom to be thinking about how can we build some sort of program or offering from the station to think about how can we train folks as reporters. And so what was supposed to launch right on the heels of COVID was two things. One, the larger arm of our community listening tour. I partner with a few local organizations to think about how to really engage folks in a much larger way beyond one-on-ones and small groups. We were going to go within the different wards here in North just to hear from folks and really capture their stories and lived experiences and think of different creative ways to really share this through WBGO's platform. And although COVID impacted the timeline for community reporters, I have definitely learned a lot around online engagement, training via online, and really thinking about how to really give community members the tools that they need to tell their own stories.
Brent, being a Newarker yourself, why personally did you think it was important to provide resources for communities to share their own stories?
For me personally, it was understanding a lot of the harm that has been done to Newark and cities like Newark by media. And a lot of what I would see in media about my community, my city, would typically be about violence and not about other great things that were happening in the community. And I believe that what's possible when you can equip folks who already have talent with the tools that they need to do whatever it is that they want to do, where they are inside of their purpose, anything is really possible no matter what space that you're in. And I think also I'm an example of what's possible when you can provide an opportunity for a community member to learn in a space where they may not be an expert, and allowing them to bring those different tools from their lived experiences, from their professional experiences, and bring them to a space where it may be non-traditional. You know, I'm coming from an education background, working with young people, doing different types of community development work with various different organizations and volunteering. And so I've seen, you know, not just as a Newarker, but also working alongside other residents in this community, what's possible when you have resources and you're able to partner with institutions who really have a commitment to that particular community, and not in an intrusive way.
You've transitioned into a news reporter very quickly. So looking ahead to the new projects that are underway in year two, as now a community engagement reporter, tell us really briefly about the Community Storytelling Lab.
So the Community Storytelling Lab will really be an extension of the work that we've been doing for the past couple of months with our community reporters. And so we'll be working with a cohort in the fall, and in the spring, community members will have the opportunity to apply. This will be a stipended position, so community members will be paid to learn more about journalism, putting together a piece, editing skills, being mentored by folks who have over a decade or decades in the radio industry. And so the Community Storytelling Lab will be a space where community stories are told by Newark residents.
The fellowship year one and now as a community engagement reporter has been supported and partnered with the Free Press throughout this run. What do you want to say about the Free Press's engagement?
It's really been incredible working with the Free Press. Shout outs to James Thompson, who was integral in the first few months of my fellowship, just in making sure on the community engagement side, I had the tools and the language, and also connecting me to other folks nationally who have been working with newsrooms in this new capacity. This was something that was very new to me personally, and thinking about having residents work with the newsroom. And I never would have imagined that my work would align particularly with journalism or working with the newsroom. So it's been really cool learning, and the Free Press has definitely allowed me to make a lot of those correlations between a lot of the work that I was already doing with young people in community development, and how that really can translate over to the media side, and how those skills could be used to think about information needs. And it's also been great working with the News Voices director, Mike Rispoli, who has been able to provide me a lot of readings and research, and learning a lot more about the work of the Free Press. The Free Press is really fighting for folks' right to information. I do believe that everyone should have access to information, and the proper information, and also the information that they actually need and can use and is relatable to them.
Before we let you go, you're in the development stages of a podcast. Very exciting.
Yes. Very exciting. That's also a project that has been in the works and also impacted by the COVID timeline. But that's something I'm really looking forward to simultaneously happening with the Community Storytelling Lab. And so with the podcast, it would be a platform where we'll get to hear from real people and hear real stories, and how do we connect that to issues that may be happening nationally. Who are the people that are affected by some of the things that are happening? Even when we think about some of the different things at a local level, how do we share those stories? And so I'm definitely looking forward to and excited for the podcast. I think what I've been able to do at WBGO for the past year is really incredible. You know, I don't have that traditional journalism experience or news reporting background. And so being able to kind of very quickly transition into reporting based on a lot of the one-on-one conversations I was having in NORC was really cool. That was something that, you know, from the beginning wasn't like a set in stone or had to be a deliverable of my fellowship. But, you know, Doug, you being my coach and my mentor and seeing what was possible for me even before I kind of made some of those connections definitely has me excited for what's next. Because again, I didn't imagine that a lot of my lived experiences and, you know, things that I've been able to become very knowledgeable about throughout the years, just from my professional and lived experiences could be utilized in this space, and that I would flourish in this space. And so I'm really looking forward to what's possible and what we will be creating with other community members who I know have incredible talent, who are assets and will bring great things, not just to our newsroom, but really to this work that's shifting in a lot of places when we think about media. And so I'm just really looking forward to that and excited for what's next.
Britt Harley, community engagement reporter for WBGO. A pleasure to have you on the WBGO Journal.
Thanks so much, Doug.